Ricardo, volume for a second.
During the work for to communicate, mainly communicate with the shepherd, because I guess all of us will try and help you with the final version if you choose to communicate with the shepherd. Basically, you know, what you'll need to do is to put together versions for the shepherd. First of all, you need to send a plan, which we'll all work on together. But you know, ideally, we should have only one person communicating with the shepherd. Otherwise, it's too confusing.
Okay, sure.
You want to do that?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a lot of work.
Okay, we can do it together.
Yeah, but make sure that only one of you sends the email.
Okay.
Otherwise, it can be confusing.
Okay.
Who will be presenting it?
I don't know.
It's up to you.
Okay. Yeah. I'll see. VMware is usually like ups and downs, and I want to see how up or how down I will be those days. Yeah. So
well,
check.
You can't wait until too long, because if Leonardo needs to present, you need to tell him much earlier.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask my manager.
Sounds good. Okay. So I think our first task is to come up with a high level plan for the shepherd and get that approved by her.
Right.
And so for that, we don't need the level of detail that you have right now. What you have in the document now is for us to make sure that we make the paper as good as we can based on the feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we could just go around the table and say what you thought was the most significant feedback, right? And what you really want to address. You know, let's think of it that way. And it could be either misunderstanding or it could be an actual improvement to the work. Maybe, you know, either by design or writing or experiments. So let's go around the table once and see what you guys think. Are the one most significant thing that you want to improve if you don't have a chance to do more than one?
Besides that, we have to polish the paper because the statics of the paper is very bad.
Yeah.
I think the evaluation
the statistics.
The presentation of the paper.
Hmm.
The aesthetics of the paper.
Aesthetics. Okay.
It doesn't read well, that's what you say.
No, it looks ugly. That's what I say.
It looks ugly. Okay, I guess we can talk about that.
Okay.
Tell us what you have.
But then I remember one question in particular about the evaluation, that they were saying that the result from graph 14, 13, 13, 14, and 15, the results don't really match.
Oh, okay. So the numbers...
Right. And there was also one question about one of the right policies, specifically the order right policy. Remember that you built the graph dependency?
Yeah.
All that is in memory.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I know, we never made that persistent.
Yeah.
So the question is, what happens if you crash and you lose the map? Because it's not enough that we're not making it persistent. I don't think we have enough metadata on the journal to rebuild that.
We don't need to. For the ordered, we don't have a journal, by the way. There is no journal in the ordered scheme.
But the graph is the journal, right?
The journal is always, you know, the way you want to think about journals is that there are transactions. Whereas in the ordered case, there are no explicit transactions. So there's just ordering of various data that you send to storage.
Things that with the order it only helps us to evict stuff in order, right?
Mm.
So let's say we crash at any point, we already evicted everything that we evicted in order.
Mm.
So whatever we had in memory for the future evictions, we don't need it, right? We could use it, but for the persistency, for the guarantees that we are delivering, we don't need it.
Right. Well, in order right back, we do use a cache. We do use SSD as a cache.
Yes.
Right, so when a write comes, you write to the cache, and then eventually you're gonna send that to the over the net.
Yes.
Right. So if you lose whatever you have in memory, then you no longer know when you evict the block what are the dependencies that you have to evict first. So if you crash on the host, you're gonna have all your data on the cache, which is fine, but then you no longer have the dependencies.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the thing. With ordered, you cannot reboot and read the cache again. The cache is gone.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, in our current version, yes.
Yes. In our design also.
In our design, we don't talk about persistence of the dependency graph.
Yes.
But if we made the dependency graph persistent,
you could reboot and read it and be okay.
Then we could read it. So that is certainly an option. But what that would require is, something like maybe a periodic checkpointing of the dependency graph.
Yes.
And then you could read in the most latest version of the dependency graph that you checkpointed. And so I think we should probably do it because especially if our, checkpointing, let me not call it checkpointing because that's related to journaling. If the flusher thread, that's evicting data in the order dictated by the dependency graph, if that is too far behind, then we could lose a lot of data that we actually have in the cache.
Yeah.
Right?
We could.
So we need to sort of be able to control data loss even for the ordered mode. I think that's a really good comment to address with this improvement, if we can.
Okay.
And I'm not saying that we need to do experiments at this point. We can just say, okay, here is an improvement that will allow us to control staleness at the host side, not the storage side, at the host side when there are, host failures that do not, crash the SSD.
Okay. Well, if we talk about the design and don't show experiments, that could be...
Ideally, we should have the experiments too, but I don't know whether, we have time to rerun those experiments. Maybe we do, and we could, if we have time, we should do that.
Can I write a list of the future possible to-dos, and then we can,
sure.
Sort them out?
Yeah.
Can I erase this?
Yeah, go ahead and erase it.
There was also another comment about the order write back. They were mentioning, asking about the difference performance between the order and the journal. Specifically, since in the order you could have multiple copies of the same block in the flash, that would reduce the effective size of your cache. So they were saying, okay, what's the impact on your cache misses and cache hits because you keep this many all copies of the same block?
Right.
So if we also make persistent that thing in the cache as well, the order graph, then we even reduce more the effective size of the cache.
Yeah, but that's just metadata. And we could also do it, incrementally. And no, we don't even need to do it. We just write out the dependency graph. Yeah, we could do it incrementally too. But I don't think that adds or minimizes the cache hits as much as just storing redundant copies of the same data. Because the metadata I would expect would be smaller than...
It's going to use some portion of your cache.
You would.
Right. So is this the portion of the cache that you no longer can use for...
True. Yeah, I'm just wondering that, because we get to reclaim the dependency graph every time we write a new one, we reclaim all the old ones. The amount of extra space that we use at any time to store the dependency graph will not be too much because it's bounded by the number of blocks that you have not yet flushed. And so that, to me... In my view, at least, doesn't occupy a lot of space. So, for instance, if your metadata to data ratio is 1:1,000, right, 4K blocks and 4 bytes of metadata, and we have, of course, it's going to be a little bit more than that. But if the ratio is approximately like that, then the amount of extra space we are using for metadata is, somewhat negligible.
Okay.
But that comment deserves some explanation.
Which comment? The metadata overhead comment? It's a space overhead or?
Space overhead. Yeah.
I don't know if we got a comment. Did we get a comment for metadata space overhead? Because our metadata is not even persistent at this point.
No, that's my interpretation of two different questions that somehow are related. About the
redundant copies?
Yes, the redundant copies
redundant
and the effective size of the cache.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The data, yes. And we had a... you had a chart in your PhD thesis about how cash hit rates go down when you have ordered, right?
Yes.
Relative to write back.
Yes. Yes.
So so we could potentially show that data.
Okay, what else? Stuff I remember is related work.
So what you have so far is ordered, the number one is ordered write back. How can we make it tolerate host-side failures? Well, it currently tolerates host-side failures, just that we have data loss.
Yeah, without data loss.
Yeah, but maybe... Yeah, by the way, it's not about without data loss, but with controlled data loss or something like that.
Okay. So,
because without data loss would mean that every write requires a metadata update.
With controlled data.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the second is the metadata space overhead.
Yes.
In the cache.
In the cache, yes.
I think we can just compute that.
I think that's an independent variable.
Independent to number one.
The control data loss is independent of the size of the cache.
Yeah.
So it's like another degree of freedom that's gonna maybe require new experiments.
Yes.
Well, remember that we also said we did experiments choosing a journal size for the journal option, right? Journal write-back caching. We run experiments with fixed journal size. We could do the same thing with a fixed size of dependency graph that has not been flushed out yet. And we had an experiment where we actually did a sensitivity to the journal size. We could do a sensitivity to this.
To the order.
Yeah. The size of the ordered dependency graph. Okay.
Okay.
Well, before I forget that related work, a lot of people...
I do know the, some of the related work that they pointed out is not even peer review.
Which one?
Is the Flash, is the Facebook solution, is that a peer review solution or is it just something that they developed?
It's not peer review.
Well, we have to mention it.
Right? Yeah. I mean, because it's not peer review doesn't mean that we should not be... We don't need to reference that.
Right. I haven't looked at the code, but the post doesn't say anything about trying to solve the...
No, they don't.
It does not.
They don't even worry about it.
They have a document on the source code, and they do something like the order thing.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh, the Bcash guys?
Yeah.
Oh, Bcash guys?
Yeah. They mention very vaguely something about ordered eviction.
Oh, okay. So they implement that.
So I guess it's the same. So I guess they do it. We should definitely check that.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That would have been a serious miss if we didn't talk about it. And what about the other cache? You talked about
cache. Yeah, I don't think Flash cache does anything about that.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah,
I'm not that familiar with Bcache.
And then you had something else, right? Other cache.
Those are two. Flash cache is based on DM cache. Bcache is independent.
Oh, okay. So Flash cache is, DM cache is your work, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they built on top of the DM cache
solution.
Okay.
I don't know, but it feels like all the evaluation section needs a lot of time in revisions. And
Well, I think, the evaluation, yes, but... The first thing we need to do is what are the new experiments we want to run?
Okay, more experiments.
I mean, are there specific comments that reviewers had where they were more, interested in getting more data of a certain sort?
Do they mention about comparing experimentally to these two? No, right? They don't.
Well, Flash cache is right back. And Bcache is another
version of something.
Yeah.
We could, but if we have time. But more experiments, I don't know.
I think it's probably safer to go through the entire list.
Okay, of experiments.
No, the entire list of comments. Because okay. These are the things that I remember, but I may be forgetting something else that I yeah. didn't consider important, but you guys may consider important.
Right. Yeah, we'll certainly go through the entire list. But I just wanted to get a sense for what you guys, you know, what stood out in your mind with the reviews. And what, for you, was the most significant comment that the reviewers had?
Another thing that some reviewers said was that we were more concerned about laying out, you know, this future space of possibilities for write-back caches and blah, 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 but we didn't actually focus more on our solution.
He didn't say that. I think what he was trying to say is that he wanted to get more insight as to why we chose these two specific points in this space.
Whether we had some other idea.
Yeah, were there some other points that he was interested in that. But I think for us, we just left that to future work.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. So how should we treat that?
Future work.
Future work? Okay.
We already do that. But
we have that.
Yeah, we already say that it's future work, right? That there is this space is pretty big, and we just looked at two of the possible solutions.
So there's nothing we can do.
Yeah.
Please read.
Okay, so we have a trade-off between staleness and performance.
Yes.
With the journal write-back.
Yes.
This is a different kind of trade-off possible. How many? I mean, if we have three dimensions, there are three possible trade-offs that we could do, right?
So we have consistency, stillness, and performance, right?
Right.
So your plan is to actually mention some other possible designs, like in feature mode, like giving a name and talk about it, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I know that's not very satisfying, but I'm just trying to understand what this reviewer wanted and to see if we can satisfy that reviewer. I don't have a clear answer in my mind. Maybe we can come
that's
back to that later.
Yeah. Satisfy the reviewer.
Explore
other solutions.
Other trade-offs.
Yeah, I think this is pretty low on the priority list at this point. Because first of all, we don't know what we want to say, even if we take that up. And this is the guy who gave us an accept, so he's probably not all that...
he's not really happy.
Yeah. But there were others who were... So what were the other things? I think there was this one comment about that came in from multiple, maybe two or three reviewers that I really want us to address, which is justifying point-in-time consistency and non-transactional consistency.
Yeah, I don't get it. What's the problem with just point-in-time consistency?
I think... it breaks the storage semantics for most people, right? That when you write to storage, it's there. Once the storage acknowledges back to the application or OS that something is at the storage, it's there, right? I think that's the reason why even when I went to NetApp and talked about this, they had exactly the same concern that, you know, why would anyone want or would anyone be able to use point-in-time consistency? And fortunately for us, we had, you know, that other previous work that we referred to and say, okay, here are some papers and here are some problems or applications and here's a paper that actually talks about those and quantifies the cost of data loss, the cost of staleness. And I think that satisfied quite a few reviewers, but didn't satisfy everyone. So I don't know how else we can justify it besides what we've done already. I think that's, if we can have some more arguments, I think that would be good. Even early on. Early on in the paper, in the introduction, we say that for applications that can tolerate non-zero recovery points, we could do more, and that's what this paper is about. And I think we point to the HP paper even in the introduction.
With it.
So what else can we do? Yeah. So 4 and 5 are unknown at this point.
Okay.
Okay. I have to go.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Do you have any major?
No. No. Yeah. But once you guys make a plan, I'll help to polish it.
There was also this one reviewer who gave us a strong accept, who thought that that towards the end of the paper the discussion got a little weaker, the file systems sensitivity,
that was
and
too
the cost trade-offs. I think I don't know what we can do there. So maybe you can take a look at that subsection again to see if how we can improve it, if we can.
Thank you.
How to get it?
In the document that I sent right at the beginning, there is the evaluation of each of the reviewers. So we see how was distributed.
Mm. Yeah, right here. Let's see it here.
Yes. So the guy, the only person who gives an strong asset is the only one who claims to be an expert in the field.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's, I didn't notice that.
Knowledgeable is before expert, or is there something?
I don't know.
Knowledgeable is probably one lower than expert.
Okay. Done before. No. Kind of.
So the Bcache, I'm still curious about it. What does the Bcache do? It does order evictions?
Yeah, that they use that specific expression, order eviction.
Okay.
Yeah, so that, you know.
Is that open source?
Yes. They have a large document which I just glanced and I saw ordered eviction. Oh, okay. And then read more.
Hmm. I think we need to refer to that. I'm just wondering how we can refer to it.
Well, if it's truly doing order evictions, probably makes sense for you even to compare, right?
Yeah.
Well,
so the question is how they implement ordering and whether they have any of these optimizations that we do.
Yes.
I think that would be interesting to understand. So someone needs to look into Bcache. So I think
let's make a list and then maybe you can divide word or something like that.
Okay, so we have one point already up there with respect to that. Okay, what was the other major? I think, writing is certainly a concern. Right? We wrote really fast towards the end and did all the experiments right at the very end.
Yes. For instance, we don't even have the size of the cache of the SSD.
Yeah, we forgot a lot of details about the experiments.
Yeah, maybe we should write that up. Add all the details of experimental setup.
This comment in particular is somewhat confusing. It's the one of the first figures that we have the performance of different disks.
Yeah.
He's saying that it's missing the 15 microsecond disk and at the same time saying that figure is irrelevant.
Wow.
Where is the 50 microsecond? No, I think the question was 50? Oh, crap. 50 microsecond is on all the lines. All the lines are 50 microseconds because that's the latency of access to cache.
Okay.
The lines are different because the latency of access to disk is different. So what was the point there? Where is the 50 microsecond disk? Okay. Yeah. Okay, what do we write here? We write, for example, figure 1 shows that if disk accesses take 2 milliseconds and flash accesses take 50 microseconds, the difference in throughput between 99% hit rate and 95% hit rate is about 2x. So this is, so disk at, so we write it in the legend. I mean, sometimes I feel like maybe we did, isn't this clear enough, or or?
Well, I don't understand it.
You don't understand the figure?
No.
Actually, I didn't like that figure either, to be honest.
Why?
I think there are better experiments to show their point, which are simpler.
Hmm.
It took me a while to understand it.
I don't get it. I mean, to me, this was pretty straightforward a figure. And okay, as your miss rate increases, your throughput goes down, your overall throughput, because now you have to send a lot more to disk than you can send to cache. But you think that's not... So what part of it was not...
I don't remember. I don't even remember what it was, what the figure is about, but I remember having problems reading it.
The figure is about, you know, throughput versus miss rate.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a cache, and then you have storage in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And you're measuring application-level throughput
mm-hmm.
in IOPS.
Oh, okay, I remember. The point was that even little changes in miss rate can make a lot of huge difference
in
throughput. Okay,
yeah.
Now I remember.
Because your latencies of the disk are much higher.
Yeah. Okay. But that, well, yeah.
It's kind of intuitive, right?
Yeah.
But it's good to see.
But what's missing is the jump from there to the actual need of write back, right?
Hmm.
That there's a step there that they don't explicitly.
Right. So it says that when writes are not cached, this implies that a potentially large amount of flash throughput could be made unavailable to applications. Because all of those translate to misses.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think we can
there is a step there which maybe we can move it somewhere. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But if you didn't get it either,
there's a
sign that there's something wrong with it.
Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, I understand it because I probably wrote that sentence, so I understand what's going on there. But if other people don't understand it, then we certainly need to rethink both the writing and the chart itself. To me, the chart is pretty useful. Maybe
we can change it to, let's say, these are writes.
Hmm.
We make it easier for everybody. Let's say this is a write miss rate or something. And that won't change anything.
Yeah.
This is pretty much simulation.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And write throughput.
Yes, write throughput. Yes.
Yeah, but people might even get confused there because where are the reads? they might ask that question, where are the reads? And so we don't want to raise any questions.
Okay. Something else that I wanted to, you know, be more explicit on is that some people said, you know, it's obvious write back is always going to be a lot better. But it's not that obvious, right? There are many things that write back does that write through don't. So maybe for some cases write through might be even better, right?
Or write through maybe better?
We can think of some weird scenario where it can be better.
How?
The thing is that, you know, write back leaves eviction for later. Let's say it's leaving evictions for a more performance sensitive moment of the application or something like that. Oh, you can always find some.
That's...
Well, in case of average throughput, I don't see how write through can do better.
So, if everybody thinks that, then we don't need this.
No, we don't need it. The only thing is that I want this chart to...
Why it's not getting better?
Yeah, I think there needs to be more explanation there.
Okay.
To be expanded upon more. So, maybe there is a sensitivity that we can do. That instead of one write back, we have multiple write backs depending on some parameter.
Okay.
What is that parameter? Maybe the queue depth or...
I remember what we said that we were not saturating the system here.
Okay.
So that's why...
So that's the parameter.
That's the parameter, yes.
Okay, so...
So really the thing is the parameter is the intensity of the application.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay, so we need to have that.
Yes.
I think this is only part of the story.
And I remember there is a knob in TPCC to increase the intensity of the application. Before I had the one value, they were pretty close.
Yeah.
I increased it, I got there, and I didn't have time to try another one. So that's, so maybe we could, we try another one, we'll get a larger gap. For sure, actually.
Right.
Yes. So I guess that's an extra experiment, but I wouldn't give it much importance, though. It would be nice.
I think it's nice. I think it conveys the point better, because I, this seems to, you know, imply that write back is only good for latency. And some people may say that, okay, well, for our applications, latency is not important. We don't care about latency. And but there's not a whole lot of difference in throughput. If
there
we can show,
it's almost 1/3. Right?
It is. But if we have, let's say, you know, 2x or 5x of throughput difference, then they have to pay notice.
Oh, yeah.
And because write back has a whole bunch of problems that we point out in this paper. They say, well, for a 30% improvement in throughput, I don't want the inconsistencies that are possible with write back. But if suddenly we say, okay, it's actually 5x, then they might be a little bit more willing to listen.
Hmm. I see, yes. It makes the solution more appealing.
Throughput gap.
Yeah, I remember Swami was also talking about this when before we submitted the paper.
Okay. So you want to go through the paper or through the reviews? Through the reviews, right? Or what do you think?
I want us to also understand what we want to do, independent of the reviewers.
This, for instance,
the reviewers didn't point out, but I think it's really important for the strength of the paper.
Okay. Okay, another thing that I noticed the other day was that there are many mismatches between numbers and figures, so we need to be, you know, one pass being careful with, you know, referencing figures and things like that.
There's one figure that was not referenced.
For example, things like that. Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. Which one?
It's here somewhere.
Okay. I thought we referenced everything. Or maybe this one?
There's a number 2. Was it big figure 2 or figure 12?
Okay. Well, let's go through this code. Let's go. And so what's going on? There was one guy who said that we have too much modulation, right? That we had, okay, write back is good again, and then we show it with a figure and all that. So he didn't like that.
That's the guy that said write back is obviously better than write true, so
yeah.
It's pure bother. But I don't think so. I think it's not that obvious.
Yeah, but even so, do you think we have too much of it, too much of the motivation? I mean, right now, my concern is how to make this paper the best it can be.
Okay.
Right? Which may be consistent with what the reviewers are saying. It may not be. But it needs to be what we agree upon is the best course for this paper to improve. So, yeah, we do have a lot of motivation. We do have...
Where does motivation mean?
All of this is motivation, right?
Yes.
And then we start talking about the...
But it's not only pure motivation, because we need to explain some things before going directly to the design, right? For example, while we are motivating the problem, we explain the differences between write true and write back, and, you know, the fact that we
so
need
you
consistency
think that's
and all
important.
That stuff. Yes, I think it's important.
Yeah, some people did like how the problem space was developed. Okay. Well, maybe it's just a question of rewording some sentences and rewriting some paragraphs to make it more concise.
Okay. So that's something we have to work on. Too much reviews and motivation.
Well, summarize it better.
Summarize it better.
Yeah. I thought of the 4 papers that we sent.
This was the least likely to make it.
No, actually, I thought that the other
partition
paper was the most likely, and this was the second most likely.
Yeah.
In terms of just ideas. But I was surprised. Okay. There is some problem with this figure, right?
Yeah, a lot of people didn't get it.
No, I think there is a bug.
Oh, even worse.
Yeah, I think there is a bug.
Here?
Yeah, I mean, 1 and 3 are the independent diodes, right? 1 and 3.
Yeah.
And then 2 and 4.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but are we mapping this to this? Yes, we are.
I guess so.
If not, we should. That would make things easier, right? Just a simple example.
Well, yeah, this is the mapping of icon.
Oh, yeah.
This is the mapping of
this. So this is definitely wrong. Yeah.
It's wrong,
1
right?
and 3 are should be here.
And then 2 and 4.
Yes, okay. I think this is swapped. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so we need to fix this one and then this one afterwards.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is something that the reviewers didn't point out, but it needs to be done.
Yes.
That means that they didn't understand it.
Or they just didn't see. I mean, they might just think this is 3. They won't even read the numbers that carefully.
Yeah.
So they might have assumed that it was this. You know, the writers might have done the right thing. But I realized after we submitted that there is this bug.
But somebody referenced this example that they said something about this that they didn't understand what was going on.
It could be possible that
possibly because
of
this.
The numbers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. What's the next thing here? A lot of people like this optimization, by the way.
Yeah, it seems pretty neat.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So you just came up with it one fine morning, is it?
No, I was filing with my code, and then I was thinking of how not to rewrite more code and make things.
That's good, wow. And then you came up with this as a solution to that.
Laziness is
Laziness has a virtue.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. I think you should give a presentation on how to create new ideas, research ideas.
You have to burn yourself, and then once you're tired of doing, then a new idea will spark.
You know, most of the time, your design of your code is thinking of the way of writing less code. I think that's a good design approach.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Less code is always better.
So I completely agree. I think, you know, we tend to, in some of our projects, we've kind of overthought the solution. For instance, I can think of SoftPM as an example. We really considered all kinds of possibilities and we created a design that in the end was pretty good, but it took us a very long time. And we might have come up with an equivalent solution if we had done this, you know, quickly and incrementally. And I think that in the long run, it doesn't really make a difference which design we arrived upon, as long as they do the same thing, right? So I agree with Ricardo that I think now my experience tells me that for successful projects, you need to have the ability to move fast, and that requires you to, you know, kind of keep at each step, evaluate several things quickly, and then take the next step, and do the same thing at the next step, evaluate several possibilities quickly, and go on. As opposed to the starting point, think about all the branches that are possible until the end. And yes, that's a reasonable approach, and it can be fun to some extent, but if you keep doing that a lot, then you might end up spending way more time than you actually need to. So I agree. I agree that, I mean, this is something that you probably wouldn't have thought about if you had thought about a much broader version of the problem. And because you moved quickly and implemented this, you realized there was an issue, and then you had to come up with this. Right, to solve your existing problem. So it's good, and that's a reasonable approach, I think. And it may be a very valid approach for research. Okay, so this we keep. This was fine. I think all of this stuff people had no issues with, right? They liked it. They liked this ordered mode, and they liked this part. I think the only improvement we need to do with the is with the persistence of the dependency graph.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm wondering if we can make that change and read on experiments. I don't expect the numbers to change much. But if we want to report numbers with that improvement, we have to read on experiments.
Oh, talking about numbers. None of the experiments that I ran were using the cache I developed the last time.
On the ice causing.
Yes, I didn't use that.
Yeah, we so need to rerun those things. Yeah.
What?
Like he wrote a cache almost at the end. Said, so I have now this cache on the server side.
On the ice causing target.
On the ice causing target.
Yeah.
And I didn't use that at all in the experiments that I ran.
Okay. I don't understand. So you're saying that he wrote something on the target? You wrote the atomic write interface of
yes.
the target?
Well,
but you didn't use
it. It's not an atomic write interface.
No, it's not
the
interface.
Target.
It's a journal in the target.
Okay.
And there was some confusion between us, and Leonardo didn't use it. That's what he said.
Okay.
So the actual numbers are different.
So then we need to start rerunning those experiments soon. So that, I mean, right now, everything is changeable. All the numbers are changeable. As
but I
long
don't think
as
they won't change much. Actually, they could get better. You know.
Possibly. And now you have, I don't know, do you want to use the version that Ricardo has or the new one that you developed?
But the new one that I developed is not complete.
You have a new one? Why did you start writing a new one?
No, I actually wrote an atomic write interface over ASCII.
Oh, perfect. So you
it's
just integrate, you integrate it with the other stuff and that's it.
But it's
right?
not fully working yet. Actually, I would like to ask you some questions about it if you have some time
okay.
before you leave.
Okay. Well, actually, I didn't look at the interface in code. I just looked at the backend low-level implementation.
We can
and
talk
there
about
I
about
made the change.
Okay. So, rerun experiments for
oh, yeah.
for
yes.
the journaling version.
Well, if we are rerunning experiments, you might as well implement this thing and rerun everything.
It probably makes sense.
How much time do we have, by the way?
1 month.
For all of this time?
Probably.
So, no, there's no way we can do it.
We have to submit everything on January 10th.
No way.
That's what I see here. No, 15th. 15th.
But there's one good news. Now we have power switch.
Power what?
Remote power switch.
Oh, so you can work from home then.
Can we reboot the machine without hot calling me? Hey, could you please reboot the machine? That's what's going to allow you to do.
How did you? No, you can show me later.
Well, we just got the switch today.
Yeah, we have to
install. So we need to set it up.
Okay. So it's like a different piece of hardware
yes.
where you connect
yeah.
power
and
you have
you can
an
access,
IP thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can access it over the web and say, okay, power this off. Oh, that
cool.
restart that. That's what it's supposed to do. We haven't
installed
or tested.
And can you connect like the serial port and get, you know, the core dumps and things like that?
Or that do I don't know. No,
okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Like
I think
the message of an oopsie, for example, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think all it does is stop sending power to the machine and then start sending power again.
That's
all it does. It's
well,
that's
fair enough. That's
yeah. So, are there
Yeah.
devices like you were talking about?
Yes.
So they connect to all of these machines over this device connects over serial port and the oops messages go over the serial port
yeah.
to this guy?
Yeah.
I see. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you
that's
see...
Nice. That's probably very expensive, though.
So you see... I mean, it gives you a very nice idea on the developer where things crash, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get a stack trace and you say, oh, there.
Mm-hmm.
But can you send that over the network, too, using the...
I guess you could, but the thing is that...
if you're writing code in the network stack, then...
Well, yeah, but I think there are some other issues, like... I don't know, but I think something related to... At the point you're crashing, you have very limited functionality.
Hmm.
I'm not.
Yeah, that's a mystery to me. How that works. I mean, the kernel is crashed. You can't do anything more beyond that, right?
Yeah.
So how do
that was why we bought this thing, this piece of hardware. It doesn't matter whether you have later or not functionality.
I guess you can take a look at it. It's called ILO. I-L-O. An HP thing.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm assuming that what's happening is that the kernel, you know, had some sort of an error which triggered an interrupt, and now the interrupt handler is writing stuff out to the serial port as you're talking about, or to screen or to console. That's what we have, right? I don't know if it can send stuff over the network. That would require blocking, I think. And I don't think it's straightforward to do that. Outside this scope of our discussion. This stuff, is this clear, by the way? Is that diagram clear?
Nobody said anything.
They didn't say anything.
I don't remember anyone complaining about that.
No, I think there's some rewriting that needs to be done. I mean, this paragraph, I wrote it and even I can't understand it.
Okay.
So that needs to be somehow.
But we know that this was rushed, right?
It was very rushed.
Yeah.
And this, by the way, is also needs to be maybe rethought how this. I mean, is this figure is fine, but it can probably be much better.
So I'll change that point, point in time to just a view of all these sections, the consistency.
But also, there's this other thing: explore other trade-offs.
Oh, well, but that's one more for future work, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, to me, this is very, my feedback is with respect just to this figure and its description.
Okay.
Because it's kind of summarizes the paper, the figure.
Yes.
Okay, here's what we had before. And we created all of these other things. So it could be, for instance, towards the end of the presentation, like a summary slide for the presentation.
You mean that?
Yeah, this. Because it summarizes all our contributions, right? First of all, that there are three dimensions, right? And then even for consistency, there are multiple different types of consistency.
Yeah.
There is point in time, there is transactional consistency, which is what write-through does, application consistency, and application group consistency.
Okay.
And then we created write-back ordered. And write back journal, then write back journal with application hints, and that's where they are.
The thing is that the way I saw it initially was like, we have these three dimensions, and we have to evaluate performance and consistency. So this was like kind of an evaluation of consistency. So
it's
that's why it was placed there, at least on my initial layout of the paper.
No, it's in this section. On it's discussed in the section on consistency analysis.
Oh no, I know, but before I remember I put this on the evaluation and you asked me to move it out of evaluation.
Yeah, because this is not it's not quantified. Because I mean and that's what I mean by this figure can probably be improved, because how high up these dots are relative to other dots, it's not very convincing. I mean, it could probably be made a little better and more clearer, but I need to think more about
it. But there's no way of quantifying that.
You cannot quantify it in absolute terms, but in relative terms you could. Right?
Yeah.
Should this dot be higher than this other?
Oh, yeah, at least that.
Could do that.
Yeah.
So, but I haven't been able to do much. So if
and you would like to move it at the end also.
No, it's fine. No, I'm talking about the last slide of the presentation at FAST.
Oh,
the presentation, not in the paper.
Okay.
And this is also good, I think.
That people liked it.
Yeah. Okay, so that's fine. No, I jumped over people. Okay, now, some people didn't really see the point of this experiment, but I think, but others actually liked it. Can we improve the quality of the discussion here?
Oh yeah, I think definitely. I mean, this was really half an hour, so definitely. I mean, this needs to be almost very.
Because it seems like we have a lot of data and we are not really using it in the discussion.
Exactly. Yes.
So what are the insights and so on? Okay, so is there a point related to that? And there is something on experimental setup.
Yeah.
And rerunning experiments. I think we need a. Do we have a bullet?
A revision of the evaluation,
yeah,
or some section specifically, because we don't have much time, right?
Yeah, I think the evaluation certainly needs a full revision, but there are some parts which require more attention. People mentioned
this section and a second section, which
and
I don't remember.
This one, the trading staleness for performance, which is kind of a pretty long, but
okay. So 5-3-3 and 5-4.
Yeah.
You're one of some of the benchmarks from the YCSB.
We couldn't
explain. No, we ran them. Was it that we couldn't run them, or because
there was one which
explain?
We couldn't run. There was one, or maybe we couldn't explain it. Write back numbers for TPCC not reported. And there was one reviewer who said, why not?
Oh, yeah, that's a bad question. Yeah.
So, we are going to be rerunning experiments, so we'll know if we don't remember why we didn't have those numbers.
I guess there are many little comments that will take us like 5 minutes, but we need to.
Yeah.
To give them time, like let's say, like I don't know, a section for small comments or something.
Right. And there was one guy who said that there's, you know, so here we, for instance, in the figure 13, we say that there is a dominant trend that some policy does better than the rest, and he said that no, that's not true. So I think there are maybe some errors there in terms of how we interpret various graphs.
Right. Is there any way to redo this graph, or at least remove that frame?
Sure.
Do we
have all the data? So we should have to redraw it.
Okay.
Main has the data.
So that's what you meant with the ugly, the paper looks like. So you are like Louis, you know, when he sees things like that, he's like, you know, start trembling or something.
Yeah, I know it makes sense, but it bothers me so much. So many levels.
I think the other thing we need to do is to make sure that our fonts are not really big in some graphs and really small in other ones. We have to make all the fonts uniform.
For
the figures. These fonts are really big. Are really small.
So like unifying fonts.
Yeah. Yeah, redrawing some of the figures. Redrawing all figures. I guess that's what you would want, right?
Yes.
And make fonts uniform. Okay. I think that's it.
So we do have a lot of space, right? Oh no, because the reference they didn't. So it's 12 pages long, and the reference didn't come.
I think once we are accepted, we have more space, right?
Yeah.
We have 14, I think.
They don't say anything here, but there should be something in the.
Oh, yeah, these things. Well, we have to go through all the things, all the paper again. Be careful with these things.
Oh, it says that printable PDF of your paper, no more than 12 pages long.
Okay.
But we had more than 12. We have 12 only for the text.
Oh, no, excluding references.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so it's the same thing. They want us to fit in 12 pages.
Yeah, but it'll be fine because we need to add a couple of new references, right? For their letter work.
Mm-hmm. And I think there is some space and there is some slack in the white space that we can, if we want, we can add more content. So, for instance, if we want to do a sensitivity for the ordered write back with respect to the size of the checkpoint, then then we could add another graph. I think we have space for that.
Okay. All right, so let's look at... Oh.
We are very late.
We are already late.
Yeah.
Where is Lewis? Okay, so what should we do for this? Should we... Leo, if you're around... are you going to be around in some time?
Yeah, I'm going to go back.
So we might now. We might want to just go through all the
reviews. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Then come and answer that with the meeting.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to be in the lab.
Okay. Thanks.
I'll go to the restroom just one quick.